You may be seated. This week in chapel, we have been working out of the scripture from the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew 4, verse 17, which says this: "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come." Let me say it again. Jesus said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come." In this short scripture, Jesus is making two things very clear. Number one, that all things in this world are not right, and that we need to acknowledge that and repent of it. But the second thing Jesus says in this text is this, that the King has come. Jesus has inaugurated in his kingdom, and that he is putting all things in right order. And he does it through people like you and me. So we're going to talk about that a little more as we've been talking about that on Monday in chapel, Wednesday in chapel, and today on Friday. How can the kingdom of God be experienced here on earth, here at Hope College, as it is in heaven, as we just prayed? Well, we had the privilege today to hear a little about that from two friends of mine and friends of yours. Can you believe it? Maria Garcia, Katie Erickson, do you know them? Would you welcome them today? Maria and Katie, social work majors here, and are both juniors. Maria's from Chicago, Illinois, and Katie is from?
Troy-ish,
Michigan-ish. So that is where Katie's from. Hey, you two, we're glad that you're here to share a little about how you have been experiencing the kingdom of God in your own lives. But before that, some people know you, a lot of people know you, but a lot of people don't know you. So could you give us just a little brief background about your family, where you came from, but brief, because our time is brief. And Maria, I'm going to start with you. Tell us a little about you.
Perfect. So like Paul mentioned, I am a junior at Hope, obviously. Social work. I was born in Mexico, raised there for 7 years. Best, I would say, time of my life, honestly. I am very, very privileged to say that I have four wonderful, loving siblings. One is here with us today. Two loving, hardworking parents. I went to high school in Chicago, obviously, Chicago Bulls College Prep, Noble Schools, let's go. I'm here. Yeah, so that's just a little bit about me.
Very good. Katie?
Yeah, so I'm from the east side of the state. I went,
Troy-ish.
We moved, it's fine.
New term.
Yeah, so I went to like Troy Public Schools for a while, went to Oakland Christian School in high school. Then I just like woke up in Dykstra, and I was like, oh.
Wow, that's awesome. That is awesome. There's some prospective students here, Katie, and they're going, yeah. Really? Just wake up in Dykstra?
Oh, yeah.
That's how it happens? Okay.
Yeah, it was great.
Very good. Okay. So tell us real quickly, so that's background, both of you. So really, how and why did you come to Hope? Briefly, not just showing up in Dykstra one night. Okay, so Maria, why, how'd you get to Hope?
I actually wasn't gonna come to Hope. Okay. I was looking into Syracuse, and that's where my heart was leading, and then I came for a visit day, absolutely loved it. I stayed for an overnight. For all of you guys that are visiting, come to our overnight stays, they're absolutely fantastic. I came and I saw the campus, fell in love with it right away. I met a couple of professors, Priscilla Atkins, for some of you that might have her. Yeah, she's awesome. Talked to a couple of people on campus, walked downtown, and an older couple that was sitting outside of JP's was super friendly. Hey, how are you? And I was like, hold on, what is this? And in Chicago, if you even think about smiling at someone in the bus, they're going to look at you and say, what is going on with you today? So the fact that I was in a place where I can smile and say hi to everyone without having the fear of what is wrong with you was absolutely incredible.
That's awesome. And Maria, you do that so well with so many people too. You do. Mm-hmm. Katie?
Yeah, for a long time I thought I was going to go to Liberty University. But
no judging.
No judging. Just not for me. So I I kind of applied here really late, but when I visited, it was actually at a coffee shop too. I was sitting at LJ's and I was like...
Was it the old people sitting outside there again?
Okay. It was the same people. No, it was... I was just with my mom, and so we got coffee, and I was like, yeah, I don't know, like, and I applied, and it worked out, and so...
And here you are.
Here I am.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And here the two of you guys are on stage together. Two of you who didn't know each other when you came to Hope College. You came from very different backgrounds, but it was, I think, around your sophomore year, you're sitting in a social work class together, right, because you're both social work majors. You see each other across the table, you acknowledge you know each other's names, but it wasn't until a train ride this summer in London, England, on a June term that you got to know each other. So talk about that train ride, and I'm keeping an eye on the clock, so we're going to keep moving. So talk about that train ride.
Yeah, so Katie and I, like Paul just mentioned, I had known each other for, you know, just like the, hey, how are you kind of thing. But during that train ride, we decided to sit together. And we started talking about the fields that we wanted to go into with social work. Very similar fields. And there was something that just inclined me to open up to Katie girl. And we talked for a very long time. At that point, I had been hurting a lot. Especially with my faith, I was very angry at God specifically. And I shared everything, literally everything, guys, with Katie. And the thing that she said that, you know when you lose your wallet, but you find it under the bed, and you're like, oh, okay, I have it? So it was that feeling. So it was that feeling, but times like 1,000. Katie girl said to me, she looked at me and she said, it is not God but the sin within people that hurt us. It was like I just explained, everything just felt so, so peaceful. My heart was at peace. And then I started crying, so obviously. And we kept talking for a very long time. And after that train ride, I go to Katie, and if there's something bothering me, I'm like, Katie girl, listen, this is going on. And she's always there for me, and as I hope I'm there for her, but it was through that train ride that not only our friendship got stronger, but she helped me through a lot, and that's why I'm here today. Mm. Yeah.
So Katie, talk about that train ride as well, too. Here's somebody you didn't know as well who's opening herself up in very significant ways, making herself vulnerable, and you had a chance to speak some truth into her life.
Yeah, moments like those, I just realize that kind of like when you give God a little piece of your life, like an inch, he'll go crazy with it, you know? Like, I know myself, and in that situation, I don't think if I were speaking out of my own power and like my own self, I would have said something different. I would have been like, oh, those guys who hurt you, like, or those people that like, those are the worst, you know? But it was like God's power through me, which was like crazy, and I didn't even realize like the magnitude of what I had said until later. And you were like, and you told me this, and I was like, oh.
Yeah. Because it was later that you guys, even when you got back to campus this fall, and you talked about it more, and Maria just naming the significance of that moment for her, that the kind of to let go of a lot of anger and resentment that she had towards God, and that God used you, Katie, not because you're better, whatever, all by grace, and that's how God uses us to be a part of his kingdom purposes. So how has that continued, your friendship? I love it. You know, the two of them walked in the Keppel today, preparing for chapel arm in arm. It was awesome. That their friendship, how it's blossomed and deepened because of that train ride. How have you guys experienced the kingdom since that day, even this year as well, too? And we got to watch our time. Yeah. So talk. Katie, go first.
I go first.
Yep, you got to go. Got to go.
All right, we're going to go. I don't know. It's just like kind of like what I was saying, the kingdom of heaven, it can be something really small. It can be something like individual like this, like a friend being there for another friend. But it can also be communal and structural. Because if you look at our structures, I'm going there, but when you look at our structures, there's a group of people who are higher than everybody else. And that's God sees that and is like, no, like this is not good. Like this is not what I want. And so I think as a church and like as individuals, we need to just look at ourselves and like look and repent and just listen humbly and have empathy. Mm-hmm. Because if we don't have empathy for each other.
Yeah. So we do. We need to repent individually, mm-hmm. but we need to repent corporately of structures and things that are oppressive and wrong that Jesus comes to make right.
Yeah. Yes.
So Maria, add on. How have you been experiencing the kingdom?
Yeah, so it was actually that Wednesday after elections that, you know, look at me. Like I also mentioned, that those elections were really hurtful for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And very, such a wonderful thing for others. But for me, I didn't know how to react to that. I didn't know what I was feeling. I was angry, but I was also just like, okay, it's over. That's what we got. What's next? And I was thinking about family members, friends, community members, Hope students, faculty, just everything that I had not even really had time to process about exactly what I was feeling. I got a text message from Katie Girl asking, hey, how do you like your coffee? And I was like, really? Like, that's what you're going to text me with on this day. But I told her I was like, 2 sugars and cream, so if you ever guys want to get me a coffee, there you go. But I walked through the Pine Grove and still very numb. Between Chapel and Graves, I saw Katie Girl holding a bag with a muffin inside and a coffee. And I broke down. It was as if God was saying, hey, stop. Like, just think about yourself for a little bit. Here's someone that is going to be with you, someone that you can, that's gonna allow, give you their shoulder for you to cry on. Here's someone that loves you. And at that moment, we talked about it, and at that moment, Katie Girl was not seeing a Mexican girl who might be suffering at the moment. And I did not see this blonde girl walking across the
from Troyish
area, walking towards the library. I saw my Katie girl, and she saw her friend Maria. That's the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Like that
Amen.
For me was. I literally felt like if I was in a cloud going towards God. You know, like this is great. That was just fantastic. And ever since that train ride. It's been like that with Katie Girl. She has provided this kingdom, God, for me. And that day specifically, it hit even more. And I'm not just sharing that to say, hey, Katie Girl's an awesome girl, right? She is, and we all know that. But I'm sharing that to say something as little as that would do so much for someone. So, so much. Take out someone for coffee. Not maybe the person that's next to you, someone who thinks differently, who looks different from you, who feels differently, who comes from a different social economic status, anything that you can find different from that person, because that person will benefit you so, so, so much. That person might become your best friend. That person might become your maid of honor or your husband or wife. Hey, Hope College, who knows, right?
That will help visitation day today. That's good. But it is, Maria and Katie. It's about looking at each other as created in the image of God. So here's how we're going to do. We're going to close this way. Let's name it today, Inauguration Day. Let's just put it out there. There's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of rhetoric that's spewing. Let's be different today. Let's be a kingdom community that acts differently, that speaks differently, that sometimes holds our tongue when we need to today, and let's be the kingdom of God. Let's have all kinds of kingdom of God sightings today. Amen? But
Amen.
Here's what we're going to do. Grab a hand. Okay? This is going to be quick. We were hugging on Wednesday. Now we're holding each other's hands. I like this.
This is nice.
Okay, hang on. Hang with me. Katie's going to pray with Maria. Katie's going to pray in English. Maria's then going to repeat it in Spanish, and we're closing out, and we're going to go live as the kingdom. Amen? Amen. Katie.
All right. Let's go. Dear God, thank you so much for today, because this day is a holy day.
Dios mío, te agradecemos de todo corazón por este día, porque este día es santísimo.
Lord, we ask humbly that you will enter our lives as individuals and as a church and as a college and as, I'm going to go for it, the entire country, that you will be seen in our actions.
Dios, te pedimos que entres a nuestros corazones como individuos, como escuela, como país, y que cuides de nuestras acciones.
And we thank you for your love and your sacrifice, and I pray that we will be able to live out your grace and your mercy and your acceptance today and every day.
Yo rezo por tu amor, por tu paciencia, por tu reino que aquí está con nosotros hoy día, y no solamente hoy día, pero por siempre.
Move through your church, and we love you. In your name, amen.
Hazlo por tu iglesia. Te amamos con todo el corazón. Amén.
Amen. Go in peace.